From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. There are reports that hundreds of rebels are preparing an offensive to seize control of the Syrian town of Jarablus, now under the control of the Islamic State group. Turkey, which has been shelling the border town, vowed Tuesday to give full support to efforts to free it from IS forces. A rebel incursion into Syria from Turkey would likely result in a conflict with U.S.-backed Kurdish forces, who also want to force IS from the area but are opposed by Turkey. The State Department says Turkey has requested the extradition of U.S.-based cleric Fethullah Gulen, who was accused of involvement in a coup attempt earlier this year. Spokesman Mark Toner said the request was not related to the attempted coup, but to other issues for which Gulen was being sought by Turkish authorities. The request comes just ahead of a visit to Ankara Wednesday by U.S. Vice President Joe Biden. During the visit, Biden is expected to discuss the extradition request and other issues. The U.S. military says an American soldier died Tuesday as a result of wounds sustained during operations in Afghanistan's Helmand province. Another was wounded and is in stable condition. Six Afghan soldiers were wounded in the operation near Lashkar Gah. The United Nations command says North Korea has been laying new landmines on its side of the border with South Korea. North Korean soldiers have been spotted planting anti-personnel mines on its side of the so-called Bridge of No Return, a river crossing near the border truce village of Panmunjom. The UN command, which oversees the ceasefire that ended the Korean War, condemned the North in a statement released Tuesday, saying the mines seriously jeopardize the safety of people on both sides of the border. This is VOA News.